Yo, yo, yo! Dragon Board in the house. My name is Ozzy.
My name is Vix.
I know that. See that one was so interesting. But yeah, welcome to Club Nonsense, where we nonsensically talk about nonsense. Yes, I am the Dragon Board, and here with my lovely Salt Goblin.
Hi, baby. I'm Vix, and Ozzy is apparently already on his bullshit today.
Yeah, I know. Today's an interesting one, though. Today we're talking about childhood irrational fears, not just regular fears, but irrational fears, because there are certain fears that it's like, why did I have this as a fear? Darkness, I get. Mm-hmm. Heights, sure, yeah, that's fair. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. But what was yours?
I had the most odd childhood irrational fear, and I don't know, I've never tested to see if I still have it, but I don't want to.
Honestly, I kind of understand, though. From what you told me before, mm-hmm. I was like, no, I get it. Looking at it, it's like, no, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, baby's also on the docket as ghost stories, but we'll get to that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, but that's also from childhood or youth. I'll say youth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, okay, so my weird childhood irrational fear, how no one knew I was autistic is beyond me. So, there's so many things I did that I'm like, y'all really need to pay more attention to your surroundings. But, so, when I was a kid, my Mimi did not do bored children. So, I was in cheerleading and gymnastics and dance and all that good shit. And in gymnastics, there's usually in gymnasium, there's like a big old foam pit. And The fun part about the foam pit is there's like a long trampoline and you do a bunch of flips and cartwheels and then you get to flip into
it. It's like gymnastics.
Yeah, and it's right. Fun. However, I have always been a stupidly small child.
Yeah, like now.
Fuck you. And so...
You're great.
Yeah. So the first time I ever got in the foam pit... For me, it was, like, very overwhelming because I'm very tiny. And so I'm treading a lot of foam just to get back to an edge. Yeah. And then I've got to lift my body over the concrete wall. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like a lot.
One day, I flipped in a little too hard. And my brain thought in very concrete things, like almost like a cat brain. I'm like, oh, this is just a foam pit and there's nothing but foam in here.
Yeah.
One day, I sank too far to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And instead of my foot touching foam texture, I touched the bottom of the pit, which is ice-cold concrete.
Yeah. I feel like that's the equivalent of touching the bottom of the ocean.
Right?
But it's not like you're in the shallow end. You're in part of the deep part.
Right? And so when my foot went from foam... that's pretty much room temperature to ice cold concrete, my tiny human brain said, oh, something is under here and I'm going to get hurt if I stay in this foam pit too long.
You
thought
you were going to go into a fucking black hole?
I thought something was going to grab me. I thought I had touched something rather than the floor.
No, but that's fair. I think that's the same with ball pits. No lie, I do have a story for that.
Oh my God.
As an adult.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't like it. It was great, and it's funny because Sony, which if you watched or what audio? Yeah. Listen. I was like, which one's that one? Yeah. Oh my God. Listen to our last one. Sony was on there, and that's a friend of ours. And it's funny because they know about this because they're there with me.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So pretty much as an adult, I used to live in Washington, D.C. Don't live there anymore. I was born and raised there. Yeah, it's a good place to live if you have money. Just straight up. Honestly, it's actually a lot of stuff you can do without money. Because they have lovely museums, and this pretty much I'm going into that. Pretty much there was an exhibit. It's called The Beach. I don't know if any of y'all have ever gone to any of the Smithsonian museums, but sometimes they have these beautiful exhibits. One of them was called The Beach, and it was pretty much a giant pit ball thing full of white balls, and like it was like actual sand in there.
That sounds so fun, but also a textural nightmare.
Sounds fun until you realize that the balls, it's like the beach, shallow, and then it gets deeper.
Oh, shit.
Right? I haven't been in a ball pit since I was like 10, maybe 9, and I was there at like 19.
Oh, damn.
19, 20 years old. Uh-huh. And so I was just in there, you know, you're just swimming, trying to get the fuck out and stuff like that. And you're just like, I'm sinking.
Oh, shit.
I'm sinking to the bottom. Right? But I'm also seeing children sink. So I'm just picking the children up and putting them on platforms because they're just trying to get out. Save and I'm children. Having a nightmare. And when I tell you, my hand was up and I couldn't breathe. I was like low-key having, I realized I think I'm actually claustrophobic, low-key. I think that's when I realized it because I've never been in tight spaces like mm-hmm. that. And I was like, oh, I think I'm actually claustrophobic because I couldn't breathe. And I was like, that's crazy that this isn't water, but it feels like it is because I can't breathe in it. And it's like, there's this bunch of, I was being surrounded. The mm-hmm. balls were coming over me. Oh, and it's not in a good way. And it's just like, it's just the balls are coming over me. And Sony was just like, yo, you good? I was like, no, help! And then she just picked me up. She was just like grabbing me, picking me up, just yanking me out of there. And she was like, yeah, you were going deeper, man. And I was like, yeah.
Mind you, everybody, Sony is like 6 foot even.
Yeah, and she wasn't at the time. She was like, it's like she wasn't short. She was like 5'10". 5'10". She grew 2 inches. She
got 2 inches taller. That's bullshit.
Well, you know.
That you guys were... You guys were over the age of 18 and that bitch was still growing and I'm over here the size of a fucking salt shaker in its ass.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
It's because my mother was short. I was doomed from the start.
Doomed.
Hey, you. No, I'm short and then my younger sister is taller than me and my baby brother is but probably going to be taller than her. I bet
kind of because her mother was maybe taller than... If her taller is not taller than your mother, then that makes sense.
No, they're about the same height. Oh, I then think I have it's like no an idea. Inch difference.
Well, then your dad gave her some height.
Which is ass.
Yeah, a little bit. Funny enough, your brother's going to be tall. Because both of his parents are above average, so mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's called bullshit. I demand a recount. Cool.
You could just get his knees caps.
Oh yeah, the second that little boy learns to talk with his chest, I will embarrass him in front of his friends on purpose.
In front of my friends. But yeah, it's funny because that's not even a childhood rational fear.
Like this now, like it's just rational fear of like quicksand.
Yeah, I just hated it. And then it's funny because I was just trying to also help kids. And a couple of the parents are like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I'm like, bitch, watch your child. They were drowning in balls. Like, do you know how like crazy it is to see? That kid was trying hard to push up. You know how hard it is to push up in a ball pit? It's not easy. It is not fucking easy, people.
Do you know how often parents do not watch their children or like read a disclaimer before they let them like play in some sort of exhibit?
Right,
they're just like, oh yeah,
nobody died in that bitch, I'm not gonna lie.
They're like, oh yeah, this looks so fun for the kids. Hey, you know that you're only like a foot tall, right? And you know like it's 6 feet deep and you can't swim and this is balls and not water. Have fun, bye.
Right, and it's like some people are jumping in, which is fair. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. it's a beautiful ball pit, but it's like you have to push up on balls. Like, on, like, the balls. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been in a ball pit, yeah, it's actually really hard.
It moves around. Also,
they
hurt.
They hurt after a while. Like, you know, it's just, like, these balls in your feet on the bottom. And it's, like, everybody has foot problems and shit. It's, like, goddamn, man. I didn't want to give myself surgery today.
Great. Now I gotta go see a doctor. It's a couple thousand dollars.
Like, for real. But, yeah, that's one of my fears. And, funny enough, I just never will touch a ball pit now. I won't even look at it. It's like, no, I'm good.
Oh, I to this day will not get into a foam pit. I'm like, I know now as an adult that mm-hmm. what I touched was the floor, mm-hmm. not something. My child brain genuinely believed something was swimming underneath the foam and was just waiting to grab people if they went like too that. Deep. That's what my brain came up with.
I don't like that at all.
It was terrible.
One of my other fears, actually, you know what, do you want to say another fear?
My other irrational fear, okay, it sounds rational at first. To this day, I do not like sleeping in the dark. Which now, is when fair. I was a kid, I was afraid of sleeping in the dark. And the reason why it's irrational, why it becomes an irrational fear, is everybody have something called visual snow. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to explain it is it feels like I am looking through a lens of TV static.
Mm-hmm. Which is terrible.
Forever. And it's even more prominent in the dark.
Right. Which is, that's, I'm not gonna lie, that's scary.
It's terrifying, especially when you have a really overactive imagination. So I thought I could see shapes and things in the dark because during the day and like in light, it's just static. It's just there. In the dark, especially when I was younger, sometimes the static had color. And so
that's different.
It's terrifying. And so I thought I could see stuff in the dark. And so it scared the life out of me.
Yeah.
So, like, because it just, it felt so suffocating. I thought I saw stuff moving. Then there's color. So, like, I think I see eyes. And it was so fucking scary that I, but it was hard to explain to adults what was wrong. Because I didn't really have, like, the descriptive words to articulate what I was seeing.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even know I had visual snow or what I was seeing was abnormal until I was, like, 21 in my 20s, in my early 20s, because I was with an ex-partner.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about stuff, and I was talking to him about the way that I saw things, and he's like, what? What are you talking about? And I explained it again. He's like, that's not normal. And I was like, what? I had somehow gone over 20 years without actually explaining to people, like, my vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he explained to me, he's like, that's not how shit's supposed to look, hun. And I was like, oh, there's something wrong with me, isn't there? And he's like, yeah. And we looked it up. And then, like, I think it actually lined up perfectly because I had, like, an optometry appointment afterwards. And I told him, they're like, oh, yeah, that's visual snow. And I was like, can we do anything about that? And they're like, no. you just got to live with
because it. Because you said it, I remember you told me this before, but you said it was a neurological disorder?
They
or something with your brain?
Doctors guess it's a neurological disorder.
Oh, Jesus, I don't even know.
It doesn't. So what's terrible is visual snow doesn't affect enough people, or it hasn't been reported enough to affect enough people. So they can't really do any real testing. And they believe to the people they could test it. Here's the two guesses. Either your optic nerves are overreacting to stimulus, or your optic nerves are having hundreds upon hundreds of seizures per second, and that's what makes the spots.
In my opinion, that's both her. I feel like the first one's better because the second one just sounds so terrible.
It does, because in hundreds my very...
Hundreds of seizures?
Yeah, but in my very recent eye exam, my doctor was like, oh, yeah, everything looks good. And I'm like, you're sure? He's like, yeah, your eyes look really healthy. And I'm like,
what the fuck is going on there? Then I'm like, well, it has to be something with your brain if it's not your actual eyeballs.
Yeah, so there's no actual proof, at least so far. The last time I looked it up, about what the hell is going on, and there's nothing they can do to help me. So I just live with this. So to this day, as an adult, I am highly uncomfortable in the dark because the static also, like, erases definition,
which is fair.
So I'm thoroughly blind. Also, everybody, so this is kind of funny. Ozzy gets to listen to me scurry around at night because I have the bladder of a peanut. So when I get up at night, I have to feel my way to the bathroom. And so for the way I see in the dark, it's hallway, hallway, hallway. Oh, shit, there's a door.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's ass.
Every day he hears me just run almost forehead first into the bathroom door.
And sometimes I really don't hear it. And sometimes I hear it and I'm just like, oh, yeah, she's in the bathroom.
But I'll come back and he'll just be like, you good? I'm like, I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it. Go to sleep. But yeah, so those are my, like, those are my irrational childhood fears.
Yeah.
And I guess one that kind of still lives with me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I'm just uncomfortable because I don't like the sensation of being blind.
Yeah.
And then if especially light if you happens. Can't see. But then if light happens, it's like immediate rendering. And I'm like, ugh. And it's like,
yeah,
really
so it's not like a slow version of it. It's just like, you have to, like, it's like, oh, hell. So another irrational fear of mine, and it's irrational because I watch way too many movies. One thing is Ferris wheels.
That's not an irrational fear.
It's not.
I hate Ferris wheels.
I know, but everybody usually hates them because of heights.
I'm terrified that the damn thing is going to come off the track and fall. Oh, yeah. So, and yeah, I'm going
Me too. Final Destination was ass. I don't know why my mom made me watch those fucking movies. Not even maybe, but she was like, hey, you want to watch this? And I was like, sure. Listen. All the movies. She had all of them. And she was just like, yeah, we have a marathon. My mom's insane. And like, it's just like, we could watch those movies. It's totally fine. Yeah, my fucking child brain won't think of like everything's a fucking thing. Every time you know what's funny? I'm not even scared of roller coasters, but I do pray. When I get on a roller coaster, hey, I hope I don't die.
Right?
You know, just in some weird tragedy that unfortunately actually still fucking happens.
To this day. Happens.
Yes. Amusement park rides, like, at the big ones still happen. One just happened this year. And I was like, oh, wow, that shit, nope.
Not for
me. It was on a goddamn drop tower. I was like, see, those things are evil.
Oh, I hate those things. My sister loves them, though.
Because she's insane.
Of course she is. She's crazy. Yeah. When we go to amusement parks, the few times we've been able to afford it, I go shopping and I eat food and I take pictures. That's my job.
Yeah, she already told me straight up. She's like, I'm not doing roller coasters or like low key mini thrill ride. I'm not gonna lie. She was like, I can't. And I'm like, hey, it's okay. Am I disappointed? A little bit, but it's okay. I mean, I'll just take somebody else.
You can take my sister, and that's fine.
Yeah,
my three jobs when I go to amusement parks I have three jobs. One. Purchase my sister a fast pass so she can just go and have fun unfettered. Two, shop. Get everyone presents and myself really cool shit that I'm not sharing with anyone else. Exactly. And three, eat food and take pictures. Those are my jobs.
Well, the only thing I want to get on you with, but that you said you were cool with, was spinning rides.
The ones that are more closer
to the ground but spin.
Yeah.
Like, you said you're fine with that. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. Like, because I don't mind spinning rides myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also, amusement parks have a lot more restrictions, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, a lot of the rides I would like to get on, but I'm not sure if I could. Yeah. Things like that.
That's also another thing for me. I'm a thick bitch, okay? I got thighs.
You do have thighs. Even when you lost weight.
Thighs. It doesn't go anywhere.
They didn't go nowhere. I was like, well.
Right?
You just, well.
I hate when other women just like, oh my god, your curves are so nice. No, they suck ass. Because I love them,
but yeah, you are not amusement park friendly. At least for the water park friendly.
I'm water park friendly.
But you're not amusement park friendly. But it's because they just want to make sure people are good. They want to make sure the bar is down.
But when you have thick thighs, the bar can't go down or it squeezes you so painfully.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's hard. It's just like you're there. You're like,
so I'm built like a fucking cartoon mom, and I mean like 90s cartoon, Cartoon Network mom.
Yeah, like Dexter's mom, like Dexter's Laboratory.
Like, it's awful. I can't buy pants. I can't wear skirts. I just suffer. So yeah,
the dress is right up. I'm just like, man.
This is why my job at amusement parks.
Do I love what I see? Yes. But everyone else might see it too, so, you know.
Shut the fuck up. That's why my job at amusement parks is purchase the children fast passes so they can have a great time. And the husband.
Yes.
Purchase you all fast passes, and then I'm going to go shop and eat and take pictures, and I'll purchase the pictures that you get taken at the top of the roller coaster. I'll do all of that. I'll carry everyone's stuff so we don't have to pay for lockers. I'm fine with that. You're just
happy with food.
Just hand me the chicken skewer and go away.
That's fair. But yeah, those are, for right now, I guess that's my rational fear. The only other thing is, it's always heights.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I literally used to have this like repetitive dream of falling.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, imagine the fact that, you know, I have a two-story house, right?
Yeah.
Two-story house. Of course, my room is on the second floor. Everybody's room is on the second floor.
Yeah.
And I sleepwalk. And I have a hallway.
You used to sleepwalk?
Yes. And I sleepwalk. I would sleepwalk down the hallway. My mom said she literally used to hear me. No lie. I feel like if I had Nia as a child, I would be terrified.
Throw the whole child away.
I would be. But she did say that, yeah. She was like, you used to come in my room and just stand there. Right not at the edge of the bed, but just right beside me and just stare at me.
Why is it always that kids pick the most terrifying horror film place to stand? Yeah,
and she said, oh my god, go to bed. She was like, you would just be like, okay, and then just walk right back to bed, or she'll take me back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time she said that I fell asleep in her room.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me back to my room. I slept, walked back to her room.
You said, nah,
I slept sleeping here. I don't know what's going on with her room. I guess I just felt, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I did feel more comfortable. I will say, I don't know what's going on with my room. And this is where we're going to go into the ghost story territory.
Oh, shit.
And things like that. But I think that things were just attracted to me as a kid. Most things are attracted to kids.
Yeah,
and things like
there's
that.
Like a really thin veil with kids.
Right, but I think I had like some sort of imaginary friend or some shit growing up. Because
none of you can see it, but my eyebrows have reached my hairline at that particular sentence.
I'm concerned. I think I did have an imaginary friend because my mom said I just talked to something at night, and she was like, it was just weirdly at night. But she said one time she was close to the door. She didn't come bother me. She was just listening. But when I got too close, I stopped talking.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And so she got my grandmother, who is a minister. She's, you know, like a Baptist minister for Christianity or Protestantism.
Bless this house.
Yeah, she got it to bless my door particularly. She already blessed the house.
Oh, okay.
But she said she did that, and I was like, okay. But the thing with this is my room, I remember that room particularly because it wasn't even the first room I was in. I moved to the guest room because, of course, I got older. And then, of course, my mom had my sister. So, they gave my sister my old room because she was a child, little baby. Yeah. And I get a bigger kid room. Yeah. I loved it, though, because I had a bigger bed and all that.
Yeah.
And I graduated. It was great. But I don't know what was up with that room. But that room it was also in the corner of the house.
Oh, yeah, that's definite, like,
no, when I mean a corner, literally a corner of the house. So it was, like, a corner, like, almost all the bedrooms were in a corner. Like, it's just, it was the corner, my mom's was in another corner, my grandparents were in another corner, my sister's room was the only one that wasn't in a corner. So I think that's why she was safe.
She was never bothered.
Yeah, although in the second house, she had a lot of night terrors. I think there was something actually in that house that was bothering her.
Why? Because when I tell you, in a house that actually has shit wrong with it,
I don't know. I really don't. I think it's because spiritually, maybe I'm a conduit or something. I don't think it bothered me too much, but there's just been a couple of times where shit just was weird. And I didn't understand it. Like, there was one time, I swear to goodness, I saw the chair move in my room.
Burn the house
But
down.
Then I blinked again, and it was back where it was.
Burn the house
So down. I don't know, but I don't know if I was dreaming or not, because it looked exactly the same.
Nah, burn
and
down.
So I was, like, maybe 9? So I have no fucking idea. That house was weird, but it just was weird because it was quiet. It was too quiet,
that's the first thing that bothers me.
And that's why I don't, you know, as you know me, I sleep with rain or something. I used to sleep with stuff on. I started as a child because sleeping with quiet bothered the fuck out of me. Like, it was actually really scary. Even when I was like a child, like an 80 beat, like 6, 7, I used to have like a literal radio that played smooth jazz because there was like literally a radio station for smooth jazz. And I loved it. It was great. But I just couldn't deal with the non like noise, just the quiet. It was really disorienting. I had too many I had a lot of bad dreams in that house too. Not all the time, but there was some of them, and I'm actually starting to think some of them are because I think certain people were a certain way, and I just dreamed about them in a bad way. Which that's not a good thing either.
Well, super bad.
We could talk about that in a different
at a later date.
The different episode. Because that one I'm still actually unpacking. that first house, my first house, everybody would say, oh, so beautiful. I think something actually might have been wrong with that house, though.
You know what's funny? I have also lived in a very fucked up house where there was definitely shit wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you told me super about bad. That. Okay, so I don't know what it is about trauma. But when a lot of, like, bad stuff happens, all of a sudden, a house just gets fucked. And I don't know what that is, but
it's because entities, which we'll talk about actual entities and, you know, all types of shit.
Yeah, they're, like, attracted to negativity. Like,
they are. Well, not all of them, but some of them super thrive on it.
Right.
And it makes them even more powerful or more, I guess, present.
Yeah. So,
which, from what you told me from your stuff, yeah, that your house was a fucking cesspool.
It was it was so bad. It, leaked into the surrounding area.
It's like some Amityville horror shit.
It was so bad. Okay, so we'll start with something small, and okay, I'll work up to the horrible shit.
Okay.
So, weird shit used to happen. My baby sister, basically used to be connected to my hip. And yeah, so she was always around me and all that good stuff. And when we were kids, I don't think she does it anymore. Or at least if she does, she hasn't done it in a very long time. She has to be really stressed out for this to happen. This kid, I shit you not, used to sit straight up. She's asleep. Sit straight up. Her eyes are open, but you can tell they're not focused. She's not here. She would sit up and she'd kind of wind around in a circle. Like, she would just rock back and forth in a circle.
Oh, no, I've seen kids do that. But she usually have to be, really tired.
But she sits up. She's dead the fuck asleep. Like, been asleep for hours. She'll sit up. She'll wind around in a circle for a couple minutes. And then lay back down. And I don't mean gently. Like, just...
I think the body just is like, I gotta work the energy out. Just gotta rock it out.
But she would do it a couple times in a row. Mm-hmm. And then she'll lay back down. And then wait. Just wait a minute, because she's not done. Wait. She sits straight back up. She's wide awake, and she'll book it for the bathroom.
What?
I don't know.
Was she had to pee really bad?
I guess so.
Oh, so maybe her body was trying to wake her
you
up?
You can tell me that all you fucking want. That shit was haunting and weird.
Oh, no, that's haunting, yeah. It's definitely haunting, but your brain has to rationalize it. Otherwise, you're going to be like, that bitch was possessed.
I had to rationalize it. So that's, the first weird thing. Also, this house, I had a friend who basically practically lived with me during high school. I also, like you, used to be really uncomfortable sleeping in the quiet. I don't know what it was. I do know what it was. I have tinnitus in both ears.
That actually sucks.
Yeah, so there is a... Yes, yeah, that. It's constant. It never stops. Yeah. And it's always in my ears. Constantly. It's happening right now. It will never stop.
It's okay.
So... And we're not going to talk about why I have tinnitus.
I have certain hearing. I have hearing for both of us. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't.
I'm glad you don't. But we're not going to talk about why I have it in both ears, but I do.
Yeah.
And so, sleeping in the quiet isn't... Just being in the quiet in general makes me completely uncomfortable. And if I'm in the quiet for too long, I get really agitated.
Yeah.
So...
Which is fair.
But this friend... She used to sleep with music on, and that was the first time I realized there was relief. So, after a while, I started trying to, sleep with stuff on and whatever. Especially in this house, because there's quiet, and then there's quiet plus, where every little sound the house makes will bother the fuck out of you.
It's God, that I hate when there was a house is settling. Bitch, I fucking hate that shit.
I hate that house.
Well, then tell them to shut up.
The house would settle all the time, and at random, the worst points.
But it was an old-ass house, right? Like, really, really old?
Like, that thing was built in, the 50s or 60s.
Really? I thought you said earlier. It was a slave house.
It was either built...
Like a slave owner house.
I think it was rebuilt during the 50s
or 60s. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Because I was like, if it's a slave... Like remastered or some shit?
I guess so. Let's put it this way, everybody. This house is... on a street where it's the only two-story house. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It had two pecan trees in the back and one giant oak tree in the front.
Yeah, and so understand. Just put two and two together.
Yeah, and every other house around it is one story or small.
I did see him because she took us around there one time.
Just to show
and,
them.
Yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, no, this place is haunted.
Right?
This place is, stupid haunted. There's probably a lot of people that died around here, which is why it's haunted. Just bad stuff.
Here's how bad it is. The two pecan trees in the back were dead year-round, but somehow made pecans.
Oh.
The leaves never bloomed.
Oh.
Ever.
Oh, that's... Oh, I don't even want to think about what's going on there.
On the outside, look dead. They look like they're dead pecans, so it just looks like it's not bearing any good fruit.
I'm about to say, wait, so it's a pecan tree that's barren?
My Nana cracked open a pecan one day, but the inside was bright orange. It was ripe. It was...
Are you serious?
Dead ass.
Oh, so do you think it's one of those things where it's feeding off bodies?
Hope the fuck not, and I don't want to think about it. Moving on.
Okay, cool.
So being outside at night was also really uncomfortable, and yeah. I hated looking into the backyard. It was...
I would, too.
And, you know, when it was terrible, the kitchen faces the backyard, and there are no fucking curtains or blinds. And the entire time we fucking lived there, we could never install them because the landlord said we couldn't. So just imagine, it's not dark outside. It's darkness premium. You can't see dick Damn. For shit.
That darkness premium.
It's so bad.
That's worse than darkness plus, people. That's like when SpongeBob was going to the rock bottom mm-hmm. and he said this is advanced darkness.
Yes.
Because advanced darkness is not even like wilderness darkness. Mm-hmm. You can see the sky in wilderness darkness.
Yeah.
Advanced darkness is you can't see dick. You can't even see your hands.
And here's what's worse.
Like it's like cave darkness.
So it's the
I'll say yeah, that's probably the closest.
It's the windows, they face the outside. It's pitch black out.
That's insane.
But if you look to the right, mm-mm. the only thing you can see in the mm-mm. distance
nope,
is looking. Like up and like down street and then another corner. So it's not that far. It's like maybe like half a mile.
Yeah.
There's one street light. Mm. It's obviously red and orange because why the fuck not? And you want to know what it's lighting up? A church. So that's all you can see in the distance is a fucking church. And that church has really weird vibes.
It's like cultish?
Like, black people have never set foot in this parking lot weird vibes.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Isn't that technically cultish?
Kind of.
Cultish, but also racist, I guess?
I have never once seen a car, and we're in, like... I've never seen a car in that parking lot on Sunday. Ever.
Wait, you never seen a car in the parking lot on the Sunday?
Yes, and that church, by the way, is fucking immaculate.
You never seen a car on Sunday?
Nope. No Wednesday service, no Sunday service.
Are you serious?
Dead.
What kind of fucking church is that? Oh, no, they're doing money laundering or something.
I don't want to know what they're doing.
I'm about to say, no, they're doing cult. I'm calling it. I'm like, oh, no, that's weird.
It's weird.
That's because weird.
Next to the church, mind you, is apartments.
Also, by the way, not saying that all churches have to be on Sunday. It's just...
But if it's...
Was it actually like... Okay, like...
Did it's a Baptist church.
It's a... Oh, damn. Okay, yeah, never mind. Because I was going to say, like...
And connected to the church is, like, church housing.
Okay, but this is in... this is in a town where you say it used to be an old mill town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, like... Bunker. Okay, so it might be that. It might be like, because isn't that place is connected to the downtown, right?
It's like,
and the downtown
really
is
really close to it, yeah.
Yeah, and but the downtown, I learned this from one of the locals that mm-hmm. grows honey and does honey mead. He said, yeah, this is an old mill town, but there's a lot of connecting tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be that, but that is also a red flag. So,
quick sidebar, friends and fam. So, I know about the connecting tunnels because, a long, long time ago, we won't say how long ago, I was a part of the choir department for my school, and there was, like, this whole arts interdepartment show we put on for, A Christmas Carol. It was really cool.
Hmm.
And we rented out a space away from the school, so we did it in downtown.
Nice.
We got to, like, use an empty shop space. We had one rule. There were these stairs that they couldn't really cover up, but there was a rope in front of it and shit. And they said, you cannot go down here. You are not allowed down here. The shopkeeper will not let you go down there.
Okay. That's fair.
They said it's because there's inventory down there and there's like employees walking around like through to get to different shops. You can't go down there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, two idiots went down there anyways.
Yeah.
And they were pissed off because they got kicked out of the show, as they should have.
Yeah, of course. They went down. They shouldn't have done that.
But we asked them, they're like, well, what did you see? And they're like, it's just a bunch of dark-ass tunnels down there. I don't know what she's talking about. Oh. Yeah, they said it's like hallways and there's like doors and stuff. And they have like the address numbers to the different buildings above.
Okay, so, I mean, that's correct.
But he was like, she said there's employees walking around down there in inventory. Ain't shit but tunnels down there.
They just didn't want them to go and go on looking.
Yeah, and go wander off. I'm pretty sure
whoever's in that town or runs it, they probably, anybody who works like in the mm-hmm. places where there could be a tunnel, they probably have to tell the employees, hey, don't say shit about these tunnels.
Yeah, don't do shit.
Or don't even go, like, if you got to use the tunnels to mm-hmm. go wherever, only go certain places. They probably have a map.
They probably do. They said,
because if you go this way, just know you will get lost.
You gonna come up missing.
Right. And I will say, that's weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, the dude also told me about the freaking speakeasy that's mm-hmm. in a tunnel that you have to get to with a password. And I was like, and he said, you can't go in there. You have to go in there dressed well. And
no, thank you. That sounds like you eat people for fun.
And I was just like, I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's a speakeasy. So I was like, I mean, I was going to go in there dressed well anyway. Mm-hmm. But honestly, now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, but he said it was downstairs. Nope. And it wasn't downstairs because it was like two, like, he said it was down the road. Mm-hmm. Not down the road, but just walking distance. Mm-hmm. Go there, go in the thing. There's a downstairs part. It's like in a bar, but there's a downstairs bar. There's another bar,
nope.
But it's not even there. It's another part. It's downstairs again.
Nope.
There was two different sets of stairs.
If he said, you have to go downstairs
twice.
From a ground floor? Fuck you.
But the funny part is he told us this, and this was with my ex-partner mm-hmm. when we were just doing a little me text tastings, because why not? He told us this, but we were the only ones in the shop.
Nah, he was trying to get y'all fucking caught.
We were the only ones in the shop. And he said, yeah, like we were the only ones there at the time. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting because, I mean, it was fine. You know, it's the middle of the day. You know, people don't just go for tastings in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Too, because it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he told us that. And he was just chilling and stuff like that. He was like, yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff you can do here, actually. And I was like, what does that mean? Because the town that this was in, this is not a big town, okay, guys? It's
very little.
This is actually a very small town, all right? All right. I'm from D.C. This was small. This is probably as big as, this Smithsonian part. Like, that, just that part.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it might be smaller now that I think about it.
You can get across this town in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much as big as Smithsonian area. That's it. And that, if you've been to D.C., Smithsonian area, compared to all of D.C., it's a nice area, but it's not all-encompassing. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, that's why I'm like, yeah, for him to...
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, and he wasn't white.
That man was trying to get you eaten.
So he wasn't wasn't a Caucasian. He was Hispanic.
Oh, he was trying to get you fucking...
Or he's God. Either... He had melanin. I'll just say that. He was brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to get you.
I don't know what he was, but he was brown or something. And so I was like, that thing, the speakeasy part, always it was in my mind, because I'm just like, why do y'all just have a speakeasy part that's not, what is it?
Advertised?
Yeah.
You know why.
It's not advertised. There's nothing about it.
There's a cult down there.
Because I even tried to look it up, and I was just like, oh, this is not even in the thing.
Oh, that's a secret society. Don't go down there ever.
Oh, no, I never did. I don't even know which thing he's talking about anymore.
But so you get, like, there's weird there's shit something up with that town. There's weird shit. And so anybody I live in a weird house town, in a weird shit. Town.
Yeah.
And so my weird sister is like spinning in the middle of the night, and it's fucking terrifying. So let's kick it up a notch.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh God.
As I've told you all before in a different episode, my father, my biological father, goes through women like water.
Yeah.
And so there was a time where he had two partners living in our house at the same time. Disclaimer, I have nothing against polyamory. If that's how you roll, fuck yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, we're actually... Are we... What? Okay, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting the difference between... Sorry, non-monogamous. Sidebar.
Non-monogamous, I love
cool,
you.
Cool, cool.
Anyways.
I was like, I don't think I'm polyamorous. I'm non-monogamous.
Yes, but anywho.
I'm sorry. I had to do a sidebar because I was hilarious. Like, wait, what the fuck are we?
But...
Yeah.
I love why we had to explain it to each other one day. But anyways. Yeah. So he had two partners... And both women had children.
Yeah.
So at one point, including myself, there were six kids in this house, and I was the eldest.
That's a lot.
It's so much. It went me, a young boy, my sister, her little girl, which were very close in age, so we called them the twins.
Mm-hmm.
And then her youngest boy, and then the other woman's little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all of us.
I'm not gonna lie, that's just a lot.
Right. Now, the twins, everyone had nicknames. And the twin I'm about to talk about, we used to call her Ducky because of how she walked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's safe to call her that because that doesn't... It's not close to her actual
name. It's okay. So Ducky's a cute name.
Yeah. So, one day, I am going up the stairs. Ducky and twin number two are downstairs.
Okay.
I saw this with my eyeballs. Do you want to say
twin number two is Chibi?
Okay, yeah, there we go. I was like, I have other nicknames for her.
Yeah, Chibi.
I just need to make sure I don't say them. But anyways, so Chibi and Ducky are downstairs.
Yeah.
Everybody's downstairs. I went upstairs for something. Don't fucking remember because that's not the important part of the story.
Right.
I know Ducky is downstairs.
Right.
I witnessed her sitting on the couch. I'm the only person who came upstairs.
Right.
Why the fuck would I come up the stairs? I watch Ducky walk past me in the hallway. Meaning she would have had to already be upstairs, which we have now confirmed she is not. She walked past me, didn't even look at me, walked into the twins' room, took a right, and went into the closet. As soon as whatever that was went into the closet, Ducky came up the stairs.
Oh, that's weird. That's really, really
weird. I was so fucking terrified. I was like, what the fuck was that? Nope, you know what that is? That looks like a whole lot of none of my fucking business.
That's weird.
Right? I hated Chibi's closet. I don't know what's up with Chibi's room. I don't know how that little shit slept in there. Like, she used to climb up to the top of her closet and chill out up there.
Oh, she's weird.
Of course she's fucking weird.
Yeah, but that also means, I definitely think something was in there, but they were friendly with her.
Had to be, because that room made me uncomfortable every goddamn day I lived.
Oh, then yeah, I didn't like you.
It's not even that it didn't like me. It was just like, oh, you're not the owner of this room. Could you please step aside?
Yeah.
And I was only fine. Comfortable in that room if Chibi was in the room.
Right.
If Chibi wasn't in the room and I just had to go in there, I was trying to get in and out as fast as possible. That room made me uncomfortable.
No, that's fine. That's the same with my sister. Right? In her room.
So,
in the second house.
Now that we've upped the ante.
Yeah, that's... When you told me that story a while ago, I was like, bro, you're dealing with doppelganger shit?
Right?
Also, I don't know. Some of y'all might not believe in certain things and stuff like that. I will say doppelganger stuff is actually really...
Terrifying.
It's really terrifying, but it's also really energy consuming for someone, for a non-corporeal entity. So for a non-corporeal entity, like a ghost or something, to be able to form somebody else's body...
Perfectly.
That means there's a lot of too much energy in that house.
And at that time, there was a lot of bad juju going on.
Okay, so
like there was a lot of negative things happening.
Yeah, so that makes sense why that thing was able to form a whole different being, and be like, yeah, like I feel like if Dougie did walk upstairs, you would probably be like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, because I would have ran back downstairs and still seen Ducky, and I would have been like. Because, okay,
here's... Then you also be like, who the fuck's in my house?
Because here's the problem. You go up the stairs, and it's one hallway. It's like one stairwell, and there's walls on both sides. And then you go up the stairs. If you took a left, that was my room.
Yeah.
If you took a right, there's a hallway. And directly in front of you, so you turn left, there's a hallway and a series of doors.
I was about to say, that house sounds really...
It's mirrored.
I know, but it literally sounds like a horror movie house, like an old horror movie house.
Right? Because if you, okay, so you go up the stairs.
Because I know what you're talking about now. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds haunted as hell.
So you take a left, that's my room. You take a right, it's like a horizontal or a vertical hallway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like goes left to right.
Yeah.
Directly in front of you at that point is one bathroom, then there's a closet door. And then to the right of that, that's the twins' room.
Oh, okay.
If you look left, that's the other side of the mirrored house. So it's another bathroom. It's another closet. It's the boys' room.
You turn left around that.
You turn left around that wall that separates it. There's another stairwell.
Oh, Jesus.
And then there's the parents' room. Yes. This whole house is mirrored because at one point... It was like it was converted into a duplex.
Oh, okay.
And then the landlord converted it back into a whole house. so he could sell it for more.
I'm not gonna lie, that's a lot.
Right?
That's a lot, and I feel like that house is... My thing is, mirrored stuff all as well brings in a lot of energy.
Because it reflects off of itself. Yeah. So it's fucked.
So it's just... That sounds like either some ghost shit, some... I can't say... I don't think it was demon stuff.
I forgot... And it's not demon stuff, because that would have been way worse.
Yeah.
But I forgot another detail about this house. I think it could be
poltergeisty, though.
Maybe. It didn't want to hurt us, but it did fuck with us. It did... I shit you not, if you call my friend, if we ever get in contact with her again, and you ask her about the forks, she'll get pissed off.
Now I get pissed off.
Because I don't know what was going on in this fucking house. We used to have so much silverware.
They were stealing the silverware?
They stole the forks specifically! Do you know how fucking stupid it is to have 8 people live in a house and there's 3 forks?
Oh, yeah, they were definitely stealing them.
And you started with, like, 15?
Oh, damn.
And just slowly but surely, the forks just went missing?
You know what? That kind of reminds me of our situation right now. Like, I feel like our forks are going missing, too.
I feel like I know where the forks are, and I don't want to go find them.
Are they with Sony?
No, I feel like the forks, because... Because
I was like, I don't know where else they would be.
Okay, you don't know this happened.
Oh, Jesus. I'm actually really scared.
Okay, listen. Yeah, listen.
I'm listening.
I had poured a drink with some ice, or not ice. What the fuck did I pour? I poured something down the sink,
mm-hmm.
and I was afraid that the drain would clog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hit the garbage disposal really fast,
mm-hmm.
and less than a second went by before I had to cut it back off because it made a horrific sound. And one of our metal measuring cups shot out of it.
Oh.
So I'm scared that the forks are in the drain with the garbage disposal. And man, I'm not going to Final Destination my hand down there.
Yeah, I just... That's actually also why I don't do that. It's also because of Final Destination.
Final Destination has traumatized an entire generation. And why our parents let us watch that as kids
because they thought it was funny.
It's not funny. It's terrifying. I can't drive behind certain trucks anymore. I will go... incredibly to the other lane.
Yeah.
But yeah. But something was obviously going on in that house.
Yeah.
And a lot of weird shit was going on around the house.
Yeah.
Like, if I was in the house...
Oh, yeah. You're gonna talk about that one?
In a second, yeah.
Okay.
So, but also, like, in the house, like, other little tidbits, like, I randomly thought I could hear people call my name. Like, specific people. Oh, man,
I hate that.
But, like, specific people. Like, I thought I heard my father call my name or one of the girls call my name. And I would, you know, go upstairs and I'd be like, hey, did you call me? And they'd be like, no. I mean, I was thinking about it, but no. And I was like, the fuck?
I also think it's a possibility that on a spiritual representation, you could add telepathy.
Maybe, and I just could feel when people were trying to call me.
Yeah, because there's times Babe, there's times I hear you now.
Right?
And then you're just like, no, but I was... You told me, like, no, I was thinking about it or thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now. Like, yeah. A week ago. I was like... I don't know what was going on that time, because now I don't hear you as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck was going on? Was I just that tired?
I think I just stopped doing it. But...
Yeah.
So, here's the story of the weird shit that happened around the house.
Mm.
So, we lived on a weird street. Like, we lived on, like, a back street.
Yeah.
So, my sister, Chibi, her bus stop was up on a corner.
Yeah.
And we would wait in front of her friend's house.
Yeah.
Her friend was, like, a car rider, so they didn't mind us standing there. And so...
I'm surprised the friend didn't just take out of school.
Her parents didn't want to do that, so it's whatever.
No, that's fair.
And I didn't really care at the time.
No, that's fair.
But, so, we're standing there. There's, like, a couple streetlights, obviously. We're not gonna just stand in the dark. But it's, like, 6:30 in the morning, you know? It's dark outside. Waiting for the bus. And, for reference, everybody, I have this weird sixth sense for when I'm in danger. And the way I know it is my back gets hot.
Mm.
I don't know why that is, but to this day, that still holds true.
Yeah.
If I feel like something's wrong behind me,
yeah,
or around me, my back gets really, like, really hot.
Yeah.
We're standing there, and everything's fine, and I'm just waiting. And all of a sudden, heat comes over me like a motherfucker. Like, it feels like someone took a flame to my back. Mm. And I'm like, something's wrong. I start looking around. I look to my left. Nothing. I look to my right. Just behind where the light touches of the street lamp, we saw, me and my sister saw this. She saw something a little bit different than me, which is how I know we both saw it and something was wrong. This happened in the span of 30 seconds. Everything I'm about to tell you. I saw a woman. Mm-hmm. She was completely shrouded in darkness. Like, it was her silhouette. Mm. She was weirdly skinny. Mm. Her hair was, like, from what it looked like, the outline was, like, kind of frizzy, but, like, in a messy bun. And, like, she was kind of, like, standing weird, like, tilted. Mm-mm. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm-mm. And I don't know if anyone's ever felt this, but if you have, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. In my whole chest, something in me, like a survival instinct, the second I looked at whatever this person was, said, move. I felt like if I didn't move when I did, something bad would have happened. It was bad. I grabbed Chibi and I pulled her behind the car because it's a big ass Escalade.
Yeah.
Pulled her behind the car, which brought us really close to their friend's door. Their friend's dad comes out and he looks like real gangster type. So I'm like, oh, thank you, God, someone to protect us. He's like, yo, y'all scared the shit out of us because they heard us walking towards the door. Again, this is happening within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I feel the bad feeling. I look around. I see this person. I yank Chibi behind the car. We look at him and we both start talking at the same time. We say, there's somebody over at the corner. They're just standing there staring at us. We don't know what to do. We got scared. He said, all right, I got you. He jumped in his car and went around the block twice. Mm-hmm. He turned in the direction that person was standing. Mm-hmm. So if he would have done that, he should have seen someone.
Yeah.
And if not, he should have seen someone walking. Mm-hmm. He said he went around twice. And he didn't see anybody. Mm. He said, "Ayo, I don't know who it was, but it looks like they're gone." Mm. I am dead serious. This happened in 30 seconds. We saw them. We went behind the car. He came out. We said, "Someone's there." He got in his car. There was not enough time for a person to move.
Yeah, not for them to move that fast.
Not to be unseen.
Especially where I know where y'all were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody would have been seen by now. There's not enough trees over there.
I put my sister on the bus. Mm-hmm. I fucking booked it home. I fucking ran. And you know I don't run. Yeah. I ran. Slammed the door. Got inside. I talked to my sister about it when she gets home. She said, yeah, that lady was weird. She like looked like she had like this gray light around her. I said, you saw what?
I think it was one of those things where she was like, damn, you saw it too.
Yeah. But the fact that she saw something, an extra detail that I didn't see.
It's probably because she was younger.
Bothers the fuck out of me.
Gray light.
From that day forward, first of all, that corner never felt safe in the dark anymore. And from that day on, I never...
Maybe somebody died over there.
I hope not, because I don't want to think about that. But from that day forward, I did not let her get on the bus. I drove her to school every fucking day.
Oh, yeah, you did used to drive.
Yeah. I drove her to school every day.
I mean, I know you drive now, but like at one point you didn't. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I can't stand on that corner anymore. I cannot stand there in the dark and then walk home by myself because nobody's out there. It's such like a terrifying walk home, and it's only two houses down. So it's not even a 5-minute walk. But after that, I was like, absolutely the fuck not. I hated going around that corner at night. I wouldn't even really stop at the stop sign if it was dark anymore. I would just roll through it because I'm like, I can't sit here. I don't know what it is, but I can't do it.
Yeah. No, I get that.
And so I like those are the kinds of experiences I had living in that place. Mm-hmm. And to this day, no matter where I've lived after that, I have never felt that level of like unsettling or unsafe.
Yeah, but, so I think something was just there.
But because of that, like, experience, because we lived there for, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
Because of that experience, I get really uncomfortable at night. outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, worried the feeling's going to come back. So just the fear of it being there fucks with me.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I don't like being in, like, houses by myself.
Which is fair.
Like, I just, it's too much space. And I'm so terrified. And I think the thing that terrifies me is houses feel spacious now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to feeling like a house is, like, suffocating. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, there's stuff in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Those are my lovely stories of, like, weird shit I've encountered. And I do not wish to encounter again.
I'll just tell you the main one mm-hmm. that I remember and that bothered me and things like that. Because I don't have a lot of stories, at least when it comes to houses and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually encountered more stuff as an adult.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I think it's because once you become aware of certain things, you can't
undo
the
it.
Other world becomes aware of you.
Yeah.
And then they start to come to you. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm somebody who does deal with the spiritual world. I do work with them mm-hmm. and things like that. That is just one of my, that's like one of my jobs.
Yeah.
I consider it just a job because it's not something I just do for people who are waking.
Yeah.
I do it for people who are asleep. Mm-hmm. Or who are also gone from mm-hmm. this world too. That's just how I do. But pretty much there was one day, and I was like 16, right? I wasn't even a child.
Yeah.
Like, not a child. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was out of the imagination phase. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's my mom to this day is just like, oh no, you're just imagining things.
I hate when parents say that. And right? Then years and later,
I literally
like...
told them, I'm like, mom, I'm 16. What am I imagining right now? I get it that, you know, yeah, you can put yourself in an anxiety attack, mm-hmm. but my thing is, this was just weird. Okay, so I was vacuuming the house, and this house wasn't that big. Mm-hmm. It was a townhouse,
yeah.
And it was only two stories, so it wasn't that big. It was decent for me, my sister, and my mom, mm-hmm. and my sister was upstairs. She was supposed to be cleaning her room. Mm-hmm. I was downstairs vacuuming, right? Mm-hmm. Vacuuming the living room, went around to the dining room because the dining room and the living room were attached, and there was, like, you know, my mom has a china cabinet.
Yeah.
The china cabinet's been in her family for a while. There's nothing attached to it.
It's always
though.
A china cabinet.
There's nothing attached to it though. At least I thought it wasn't. Maybe there was. Funny enough, she doesn't have it anymore, so I don't know. Maybe it was the china cabinet.
Interesting.
Because she sold it because she couldn't take it with us when we moved to the state we're at now.
Likely story.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom does shit. She never tells me. So, I was vacuuming and I just felt a weird presence. Like I was being watched or like somebody else was down here.
No bueno.
And I was calling up for my sister because I was like, I didn't hear her come downstairs. Nope. So why do I feel like there's somebody else here? Mm-mm. And so I looked in the china cabinet in the reflection, and I thought I saw somebody in the
Fuck
kitchen.
That noise!
And I turned around really quickly, mm-hmm. and the trash can lid was moving, like somebody had ran past. And I thought I heard somebody run upstairs, and I was like, "Hey, yo! Like, you know, you know, I'm gonna call her." I don't know what to call her, honestly.
Baby bear.
Baby bear. Mm-hmm. Aw, that's so cute. Hey, yo, baby bear. Hey, yo, what you doing? And she was just like, what are you talking about? I've been up here the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm just in my room. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yes, I've been in my room the whole time. I was cleaning my room. And by the way, I'm 16, right? So she's 9.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like...
You can't
There's
move
no
that
possible
fast with your
way
tiny
legs. I wouldn't have seen or heard you. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, like, the person I saw, I didn't see them fully, but I saw, like, it was a shadow that mm-hmm. moved. But I knew it wasn't her because it was too big.
Right?
And I was like, she wasn't that big. I'm still taller than her. That's and we're terrible. Both grown. I'm the tallest of my siblings. So I was like, that was not her. Mm-hmm. And I immediately stopped vacuuming. I didn't even continue. I just stopped.
Burn the house
down. I went upstairs. I just like chilled out with her up there. Mm-hmm. And I literally called my mom. Like as soon as I was chill, I was like, yo, this just happened. And she was like, oh, you're just imagining. I was like, mom, I turned around and the fucking trash can lid was moving like back and forth. Like something just rushed past it. And that was the area that I saw it at. And I was like, I don't think I was imagining it. I can't imagine a trash can lid moving. I wasn't near the trash can.
Right?
The trash can lid was in the kitchen, and I saw the oven, and then there's a back door, and then, of course, it's like the kitchen was small, so there was a hallway leading towards the back door that led all the way to the front door.
There's something about hallways that lead to doors that bother the dog shit out of me.
Same. And the fact that it was a back and front door just there, mm-hmm. so it's like, yeah, being in the kitchen at night was actually a lot really bad.
You know what's funny? Being in the kitchen at that old house was also shit. Because, so, here's also, other than the darkness plus that you saw from the fucking windows at night.
Yeah.
There's the kitchen. And then, it's the worst part. By the way, because this house used to be mirrored, but then the landlord wanted it to not be, he took out the doors for some places. Mm. So, it's just doorways. Yeah.
Mm. So instead of
me being able to fucking close the door so I don't have to look down the dark room.
It's just
darkness plus.
Yeah, I don't like that. But so yeah, just
as you come into the kitchen, mm-hmm. here's the layout. There's like the cabinets to your left. There's like a bunch of cabinets. Mm-hmm. It's divided by like an L-shaped counter, mm-hmm. and the counter has like drawers, and then there's the stove, and then there's more stuff, and then there's the sink, you know. Mm-hmm. So with that separation on one side, there's the dining room area, mm-hmm. and then the other side is the, you know, the cooking and shit.
Yeah.
But there's also the back door.
Oh, man.
Is right there.
I don't like that.
Which also doesn't have curtains. And
no, this, I really don't like that.
And
what makes it's not it, even a solid door.
It's awful. And so
that's crazy.
This house is built on a hill. So to get to the back door, you have to go up a column of spiral stairs outside. And that's terrifying.
That, I'm sorry, I was imagining. I was like, oh my god, that sounds awful.
It's horrible. Like
the fact that they just said, oh, I just want it to be, no, man.
Like why did you make it a spiral staircase?
Right? A spiral one?
Yes.
Everybody knows that spiral staircases lead to nothing good.
In the entire time I lived in that house, I went up those stairs one time. And then never the fuck again.
I would understand.
Ever again. So there's that door right there. So when you're washing dishes at night, that door is directly to your fucking left.
Mm-mm. I don't like it.
It's horrible. Now, we're going to continue the fucked up tour of why the kitchen is still a horrible place to be at night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's the wall, there's the, you know, there's the cabinets, there's the refrigerator, and then there's, you know, the stove and stuff, or in the oven on one side and another wall. And then there's a door, which would lead into the laundry room and the like that big space spare room, mm-hmm. type deal. And there's no doorway there. Or like there's no door there. So it's just an open doorway of fucking darkness. So that's terrifying to deal with.
Yeah, it is.
But also, if you go past the fridge, there's a pocket for the pantry.
I don't like that.
And then there's an under the stairway, like, door for storage behind the
that's
fridge.
That's like way too many doors.
There's so many twists and turns. And then what makes it even worse,
I do not like houses like that, because I feel like there's more ways for people to just be in your house.
There's too many ways. So what makes it worse, by the way, it does get worse. There's not a lot of, like, light switches in easily accessible places. But in, like, the pantry areas where they're both mirrored, they're right back to back, mm-hmm. there's those lights and then the, like, tuggy switches, like rope.
I don't like those.
They go out all the time, so you can try to
hit it. I think
they're,
like, actually some of the worst ones.
They're horrible. So when you try to pull it, it'll, like, flicker. Mm-hmm. If it's going out, it flickers really bad, like a horror movie, and then just bursts.
Wow.
It's the fucking worst, and I will never go back to that house ever again.
Shit, I would hope not.
I can't even go back to that street anymore. It's
yeah,
so
you
bad.
Showed us once, and I was like, oh, nah.
Because you felt it. You and Sony felt that fucking
yeah.
place. It feels weird.
I was like, this whole area felt weird. And it's so funny because that's where my ex-partner got into a car accident with my car.
Mm-hmm. That whole place is weird.
The funny part is the person that hit our car at the time, mm-hmm. lived not far from there.
Yeah.
They lived in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Oh, hell no.
I don't know what's in the soil. I don't know what's going on over there. But they need to bulldoze that motherfucker and rope it off. There's
just a lot of places in that town that need to be reworked and stuff. And somebody needs to put some incense or some fucking offerings or something.
I want...
Because there's just too many places that are haunted and they're trying to fix it up. And I'm like, you can't fix up a place that's haunted. The motherfuckers that are still there don't want you there.
Because here's one detail I forgot to tell everybody about the house real quick. On the side of the house... Mm-hmm. That you can't really go down because there's a bunch of like bushes and brambles. Mm-hmm. The very first bush mm-hmm. is a rose bush, and it grows by itself with no help, with very little water, and it blooms a couple of roses every year.
Oh, also do understand that if that's the case, there are definitely dead bodies.
There's a body under there.
Most rose bushes can actually, once if there's something buried under there, like something deceased, mm-hmm. they will live on their own for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was definitely just probably quite a few bodies buried on the property. Mm-hmm. But they were probably deep down enough where and the landlord probably knows about it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they're just, like, deep down and probably far back enough where they're like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not. They didn't do it, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't do it, but, you know, it's there somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Especially because you said the landlord was racist.
The landlord was very racist because my Mimi has... a very white sounding name, a very white German name.
Yeah.
And she was the one who handled a lot of the paperwork. Yeah. And my father has a French name. So they just sound like white immigrants and they're not.
Right. So, which is also interesting because I was like, yeah, the fact that he just let y'all have the house.
Because we went through like an agent.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I was going to say, like, how the fuck he just let y'all have the house and y'all didn't.
Because we just had an agent, so by the time everything was signed and it was already confirmed that we owned the house, mm-hmm. that's when he found out a black family was moving into this household.
Do you also think that maybe the reason he did say that was because of the shit that went on there?
I think he was trying to get us out so no one would find out.
Yeah, because I feel like... I'll show you this one series one time. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if any of y'all have ever watched Lovecraft Country, there's a house like that in Lovecraft Country, and it's this of course during segregation times, but this black woman bought it and it was in mostly a white neighborhood, and of course they made it a big deal.
Yeah,
but it was a lot of bad shit happened in that house. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, you know, there was a lot of ghosts and all that shit. And, you know, it was one of those things where she wanted to have a house where there was a lot of black people and, like, tenants mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Granted, a lot of them moved out because they didn't feel safe because the white people were obviously...
Yeah, doing white people things.
They're being very, very racist and making it very, very, very uncomfortable, like, very, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I would say sorry the same where... They found out, of course, later on because the people who were black and were experimented on in there died and they told them what happened and stuff like that. I'm not gonna lie, it was, like I said, Lovecraft Country is very, it's very science fiction-y, but it's very dark, but it also precedents on, like, a lot of the stuff that we deal with now.
Probably what happened in that fucking house, and probably why he wanted us out so damn bad.
Yeah, it's not, I think it definitely was some racist shit, but it also, I generally think it's because he knew that bad shit happened to people of color. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no.
You gotta get the fuck out of here.
He was like, no.
Mm-hmm. But the other option of that is my dad's just a dick, and that could also be a problem.
Your dad is not the best person, so...
But, my dearest babies...
Yeah.
I will say, please, I actually want to know... I want to know two things. I want to know either an irrational childhood fear and what started it, and... Or I want to know your weird supernatural encounters, if you have them, and I would love to be able to talk about them in the next club meeting.
Yeah, please tell us, because I... Both of those things are a lot for me. Like, I didn't even tell you all the stuff that's happened, but...
Neither did I.
Because it's a lot. But yeah, I hope you have a great time. Please drink some fucking water.
Eat your food.
Eat food. All the food, all the good.
You're so dumb.
And this is the Club Nonsense Podcast signing out.
Bye, guys.